Blog Talk Radio.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Scream from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need the same music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, motherfucker, we rolling. Motherfucker, we rolling. With some light skin girls and some Kelly rolling. And it's white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world, I see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This is way too much, I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. I'm flipping off the power. Kill them, fuck that, the world's ours. I'm missing nail in the whole cast. Telling me these days they can kiss my whole ass. More specifically, they can kiss my asshole. I'm an asshole. You Napoleon, my frozen Mongolian, my ice brought the goalies and I embody every kid.
All right. Today is the show, June 15th. We are in the countdown stages of my birthday, G-Day. I'll tell y'all the exact day. It'll be announced on that day because I'm trying to decipher, you know, still what I'm going to do. But tonight we have an interesting quick and short show. The show is called You Ain't Got to Lie, Craig. And if you are a 90s baby, you grew up in that time, you knew the Martin Lawrence, Friday, all that other stuff. That's where all that Bye Felicia and all that shit comes from for all my 90s babies that were born at that time to people I probably went to high school with. But tonight's show is about the recent bootleg scandal of the stripper and Dr. Umar Johnson. And a week ago, a woman named Kim Ringgold, not sure why she spells her name like that, but okay, the self-proclaimed conscious stripper, outed Dr. Johnson, a school psychologist from Philly. And this is also the same man that calls other men out for being raggedy and women wearing weaves and wigs. And he says we should get back to being queens and kings and shit. And the problem with that is that he claims that because of this allegation, well, actually, I'm not going to front. It's not even an allegation. I mean, she posted the text messages. Tisk, tisk, pause. The problem is he claims he lost $1 million donation from an NFL player who was undisclosed because of this scandal. My whole thing is this. You know, when I was notified of this morning, I get 50-11 different notifications. I subscribe to all the periodicals, the major shit, Time, you know, Newsweek, Black Enterprise. And so when I see shit like this, now I don't know him personally, but one of my partners has been to one of his conventions, and apparently he's like, I mean, Farrakhan's like, you know, the god of this, and which y'all don't know, yes, I am very infatuated with Farrakhan, but also, and I actually saw him with my mother when I was in high school. He came to Buffalo, New York, and, you know, it was a wonderful sight. So this guy calls himself the Prince of Pan-Africanism. Here's your last name's Johnson, motherfucker. Let's be clear there. Second of all, I don't like a hypocrite-ass dude. Like, first of all, and it goes back to several things that I said. Now, again, the universe is in disarray anyways, but if you Google Dr. Umar Johnson, U-M-A-R Johnson, you'll see what I mean. The problem is that when I started building my brand, I have a team. I have my attorney, my accountant, I have, you know, my political person, I have the person that co-signs all my shit or says, no, don't post that. And the first year, my brand's been in existence now for 2 years, the entire Stay in Your Lane, the books, all that stuff. We're going on 3 years now. The Zero Fucks brand has been in existence for a year and a half. There's certain shit that even though y'all might not pay attention to, there's certain shit that I can't do. There's certain shit that I can't say because if I do, it alienates a certain group of people, which hence we spoke about when I got into the king shit and the queen shit, when I was, you know, outing a quote-unquote fellow writer, because there's just certain shit you don't say because we're not in an alienation process right now. Unfortunately, a couple weeks ago, I also told you that black women are loyal to black men to a fault, and this is one of those situations. So apparently he meets this girl, and they were dating. They were having sexual relations. And, you know, for a man that sits up there and he's telling everybody else how they ain't shit, first of all, y'all should have read the motherfucking signs. This is a man, a grown-ass man that has two children by two different babies' moms. Pause. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just really don't think that you're in a fucking position to tell me that I ain't shit and you didn't marry neither one of your baby's moms. Is this not a Denise-ism? It is. Okay. One thing that I will say, and not that there's anything wrong with that, I pride myself on speaking the Queen's language. So there's just certain shit that wasn't going to coincide, like baby mama. I'm not going to do it. And I know that sounds horrible. I'm going to get, you know, I've already written about a bunch of fucked up shit in one of my books. We got another one coming out. But what I wouldn't do is I wouldn't down someone else and my shit, my house ain't in order. Okay. So he gets on black women. Again, about their hair, about this, that, and the third. And the stripper, okay, has a blonde wig on, okay? Now, it is very, very clear that the stripper thought that they were in some sort of relationship that started after 12 p.m. midnight or 12 a.m. midnight. And I'm going to tell you like my mother told me. Back in the 90s, after the Mike Tyson scandal with the rape, my mother said to me this, and rest her soul, please don't come for me on this one because you'll get crushed. She said, don't you ever call me from a hotel at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning talking about you being raped because you shouldn't have had your black ass in a hotel, nobody's hotel that you ain't staying in, at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning, okay? Not to say that it would have been my fault, but Denise, don't be stupid, okay? So the young lady posts his text, and you know, it looked like, you know, he didn't want to be in a relationship with her. And this is what happens when men smash. I mean, come on, honey. You got to know. You know, I got to send a shout out to Chris Classic, _ Chris Classic. He is on Instagram. You can also hashtag Classic Clouds. You can hashtag Carnal Classic with a C. And I love the fact that, you know, he was singing the other day on a video and he's like, shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. Then he says, stop, I do mind. That's some whole shit. You understand what I'm saying? So we have sensationalized dancers, and y'all know I'm an advocate. You know, I don't mind if you go out and you dance. It's not my business. I don't give a shit what you do. I just know I don't need to make $10,000 a night to live properly. I don't know what kind of fucking bills you got. I don't know what kind of college you go to that you need to make $1,000. I don't know. I can't call it. Maybe you're going to Harvard. We didn't know. I don't know. Can't get financial aid. I don't know. I need $10,000 a day legally where I can claim it on taxes so I can get credit for some shit or a line of credit, but I don't need it off the books, and I got to suck a dick on Tuesdays to get that money, or I have to compromise my self-worth. Now, and I've waitressed in a strip club, so I mean, and we as waitresses and bartenders made more money than the dancers did. You know what I mean? Because men are going to be fucking men. So on one hand, you look at Dr. Umar Johnson and you say, oh, well, he's just a man. And, of course, here come the black women with their turbans and hair still wrapped up trying to be respectful. And they're like, you know, we're hurt and we're upset. But, you know, I'm still hoping you find a clean man. Fuck that dude. That dude basically fucking told you. And he told the stripper in the text message, you know, I like ass and thighs. And, you know, you was jizzing on me and spraying on me. Like, some more illicit. Like, first of all, if you are who you say you are, you're the prince of pan-Africanism, self-proclaimed, which is another thing I warn you motherfuckers about, is self-proclaiming any fucking thing. If somebody says that I am female Satan, that's what somebody said. I didn't say it. They said it. If somebody says that that's, you know, that's mother, that's queen, that's whatever. I call myself a queen, but I also answer to that, too. So, you sitting here being like a regular ass man that likes ass and thighs and puss, okay? But you sitting up here telling other women they shouldn't be doing this. Black women, we are loyal to a fucking fault. This man just fucking told you he don't know what the fuck he likes. On one hand, he want to fuck this girl over here, and then he going to talk shit about her, which is what upset her, okay? But let's be clear. There was a sister that wrote an open letter to him, and that basically was like, you know, oh, that was the other thing. My bad, y'all. He said he was celibate. Now, coming from a place of celibacy, I was celibate at one point 2 years, at another point a year, just recently 9 months. That, you know, shit is over with. But at the end of the day, I can't, you know, proclaim that I'm celibate and I'm beating the brakes off of this dude over here. And he, because now what I'm doing is I'm giving him the power to say, you know what, I got pictures of her when she sleeps. You know, I know what she looked like when she's putting her mouth on me or whatever, whatever. I would never, ever, ever sit up there and continue to say that I'm celibate, knowing that's not true, and that somebody has information on me, 800 text messages or 200 text messages, that they can use against me because they don't have any motherfucking thing to lose. So let me get this straight, Dr. Umar Johnson. You know, you're this self-professed, all these things, but you allowed this woman to single-handedly have information that can make you look like a fucking liar and jeopardize a million-dollar quote-unquote donation from a mysterious NFL player? Get the fuck out of here. You are dumb as fuck. And I have said this for a long time, and I just had a conversation the other day. I was getting ready to, you know, go off, do some crazy shit, and I had to think about it. Even though I might not be nothing to y'all, I'm something to a lot of other motherfucking people. So I can't afford to get caught up in a situation where it's like you over here dealing with this bum ass dude. Like, I don't take pictures with people, especially if I don't fucking know you like that. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not I'm just a writer, and I can't afford to be involved in a photograph with somebody and then you doing 25 to life because you done killed the fucking leader of the National Organization of Women. Shit, I don't know. You know what I mean? I could be taking a picture with Black Charles Manson. I don't fucking know you. So I don't lend my image. I don't leave myself, nor does my team, accessible to certain people that are trying to infiltrate the fucking nucleus. And if he had a proper team in order, it looks like, and I'm self-made, I invest my money, whatever, whatever, but make no motherfucking mistake about it. I have a team of motherfuckers working day and night to make sure, not so much that I don't say the right or wrong thing, but just, Denise, you know, you might not want to say that because the image that that's going to portray. I just had a consultation the other day from fucking Germany. My peoples is in Germany, and she's telling me, you know, you can't post that because just in general conversation, not that I needed permission, but just in general conversation because, A, it's going to look like it's this and it's really not that. I said, you know what? You're right. So they dot all the I's and they cross all the T's, and I'm thankful for that. You know, we also have a situation where, you know, this is a man that you're telling women, you know, hold strong. Your king is coming. Y'all ain't no fucking kings. This is some coon shit. You did the same shit that the motherfucker up the street that you talk shit about. Y'all all really need to get together and beat his ass. That's what you need to do. Because this is the same man that stood on stages across America and told y'all that y'all weren't shit because you needed to get on his level. This is how he speaks to people. You know, I don't have a problem with Dr. Umar Johnson or whatever the fuck his name is. What I have a problem with is the fact that you were a hypocrite and you embarrassed your fucking self. When is this shit going to stop? We keep not even a race, as an ethnicity, as just a people, we keep fucking embarrassing the fuck out of ourselves. And men, get your balls back, please. I need you to get your balls back and start turning motherfuckers down. There is nothing more attractive than a selective man. There is nothing more attractive than me being able to say to somebody, nah, you ain't fuck with him. Nah, you didn't, because motherfucker, he wouldn't fuck with me. Not that I'm the shit, but I know I'm better than you. So that means if I'm better than you and he won't fuck with me so easily, that means that he's not going to succumb to you because you're not that dope. So at the end of the day, I have to stay in my lane, and I got reminded of that painfully this week, you know, when I'm sitting here making birthday preparations and I'm planning things out because, you know, I'm not sure if it's going to be a public situation or if I'm going to leak a little bit because it seems like I share a lot. But I don't. There's a lot of things that go on in my life on a day-to-day basis that I don't share because the minute that I hit send, and 2 years ago when we published Stay in Your Lane, I became a public person then, and it's my responsibility. You know, congratulations to one of my young queens out in Detroit, Kai. She just had a baby girl. That's another legacy that I need to make sure that I'm nurturing. You know what I mean? So I don't just meet these girls. I have another appointment tomorrow with one of my young queens. We're going out. We're going to have a spa day. You know, these are things that I take pride in. I take pride in being a mother. But what I don't do is put stock in motherfuckers. Listen, my uncle is a preacher. One of the most profound things my Uncle Michael ever told me is he said, before I am anything, I am a man. So before I'm a preacher, before I'm a husband, before I'm a son, you know, before I'm your uncle. I am a man. Okay, and he didn't mean it, and that was always very profound to me because it let me know that everybody has faults. Unfortunately, I'm not so motherfucking forgiving. And so although I look at men as just men, and I'd be like, man, listen, he would, you know, get the best. You can look at a man, you know, and I love when I travel and I'm able to meet people in person and things like that, and they don't seem like what they are on television, or they don't seem like what they are, you know, when you see them, you know, in a different element. And I'm sure that people say the same thing about me. You understand what I'm saying? I am way more aerodynamic than what you see on the internet because I'm trying to, you know, get all my ducks in a row before I really can be in a position. It costs money to act a motherfucking fool. It costs money for me to sit up there and say one thing and then do another. That would cost me money. That's why my entire brand is built on zero fucks, because I don't give a fuck, because at this point, I'm not asking for your permission to be who I am. I'm telling you in my brand there will be mistakes. I'm telling you within my brand, you know, I might slip up and make a mistake and be in a relationship, but you will not see it on the internet because we've already fucking done that. You know what I mean? I took my little L's and shit. You know, I messed with somebody that could have been a major detriment if I was in a relationship with that person, and I had to denounce this motherfucker because his brand did not mix with my brand. And so although we knew each other for a long time, and I'm, you know, I could see him in the street and be like, hey, what's good? I might want to spit at his feet because who he is as an entity, not an individual, as an entity, goes against what I'm teaching. So those photographs that I took with this particular person, you know, yeah, I tried to scrub them off the internet, but they're still there. You know, I'm in a situation right now that if somebody wanted to out me on some crazy shit, they have text messages of mine too. But let's be clear, I got text messages too, motherfucker. So you always have to put yourself in a position where they have just as much to lose as you do. If you're in a relationship, whether it is business, whether it is romantic, whether it is personal, and even a friendship, I can't afford to lose my friends. I just can't do it. I don't give a fuck what happens. One point, you know, my girl was mad at me back in September. Some shit happened, man. We took our ass right down to Atlanta with some apple fritters. Drove because we couldn't get on the plane with the goddamn donuts, okay? Because I knew that I had upset her because her friendship was more important to me than my pride or my silence. You understand what I'm saying? That's my dog. I need her, you know what I'm saying, on my team. Plus, you know where all the fucking bodies is buried. You know, I can't afford to lose my relationship with Saladin because he's got the formula. So I can't afford, you understand what I'm saying, to say I'm going to just come up with my own shit because I will fail, you know. And I'm sure he can't afford to lose the friendships of myself and other people because of what we bring to the table. So in my home, everybody comes to the table and eats. There's enough food for everybody. Okay, so when you're an outsider, you know, and we're all people that pride ourselves on being selective in certain types of relationships, when you're an outsider, you're not getting surveyed by just one motherfucker. You're getting surveyed by us all. So if you look like you're going to be a goddamn detriment to the brand, it's not even to me, it's to the fucking brand, you will get gone. They have, listen, I promise you, they done sent me an email. They said, this is how this is going to go down. I don't know how it's going to end, but around this time, you're going to need to let that shit go because we need to be focusing on this shit over here. Not a person, just this shit over here. Okay? They allow me to make my mistakes and to do all my shit, but that's within my brand. Dr. Umar Johnson, this was not within your brand. You understand what I'm saying? So now you look like a hypocrite. Black women are still believing in you. Fuck that dude. You better off following fucking Eddie Murphy and shit and figuring out what fucking movie he got dropping next. You better off following the game on goddamn Instagram if you want to know. I mean, because at least these are people that are doing what I call LOL. They are living out loud. Go follow fucking Chris Rock if you want some comedic performance. But a dude, you know, and here's the other thing. This isn't really even a fucking scandal if it wasn't for the fact that you sat up there and you told all these black women they weren't shit because they were wearing weaves and all this other shit. This wouldn't even be an issue. You're not married. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But I think that you women keep forgetting the blueprint. Look at this man. He already had two children out of wedlock. This goes into the situation that I'm watching this bullshit on Love & Hip Hop. I'm sorry, y'all. The ratchetness, I have to watch it because it makes me feel some type of way. But also I like to be in the know. So when I'm talking to these young queens, I have to get down on their level. I got to understand what the fuck you talking about when you're talking about certain shit. One thing I love about the show is Rashida. That's a queen. You crossed her in her driveway. I just made a post on Facebook. And if you're not following me on Instagram, make sure you follow me at miss.d.scott. Again, that's at miss.d.scott. If you can't find me that way because there's a million of us, then you hashtag 0FUX, 0FUCKSNATION, Team 0FUCKS, Corporate Thug, and you will find me, and I am at miss.d.scott. I just posted a new photo in my it used to be me in some, like, sunglasses, some aviators, but now it's a photo of me in a bikini when I was in Houston because it was a happy time, and I was tan, and I looked thick as shit. But anyway, you know, the issue that I have is that these women are starting to get out of line. And so it goes back to men being kings. If you want me to treat you like a king, where are you leading me to? Because a king is supposed to lead. You're supposed to run your whole kingdom. Strippers and shit like that, as a woman, you got to understand, it comes with the territory, especially if you're dealing with a motherfucker that, you understand what I'm saying, I deal with straight tens across the board. Again, you might be fat, you might be skinny, you might be whatever, but you were 100 and whatever it is that you did for a living, even if it infringed upon my brand. So it's not that I'm embarrassed of any of my exes, it's just, you know, one of them I just don't want to claim. However, if I'm dealing with somebody right now, you can best believe they 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", they working out, they in the gym, they look nice, you know, they compliment me style-wise. We just need to make sure that spirit-wise that we're on the same level. That's why you'll never see them motherfuckers until 5 years after a marriage. However, you know, with that and the fact that they're striking men, or, you know, they have money or whatever, comes the motherfuckers, comes the females. I mean, you sign up for that. Just like, you know, painful reminder this week. Sometimes you got to let motherfuckers know. I don't have to fucking talk to you. So just like you can go get a stripper, I can go get a motherfucker that got a private jet that can fly me where the fuck I need to go on Saturday and then come back on Sunday and just in time to hit the studio. You understand what I'm saying? So just like you could get a stripper, I can go get a pilot or somebody that has a pilot. You see what I mean? So you see how that's not the fucking same? We're not on the same level. We're not in the same, like, if I'm going to leave, trust me, like Jay-Z said, if I'm going to leave you, I'm going to leave you for something. I'm not going to leave you for nothing. I'm not going to, you know, go to the left on a beautiful man for, like, a broke joker. I'm not going to do it. Whereas men, y'all have no fucking problem putting your dick in a fucking electric socket with goddamn while it's raining. You have no problem fucking doing that and then get mad at the female. And what I don't like about Dr. Umar Johnson is that he called her a fucking maggot. Really? Listen, Mike Tyson can say shit like that about the chick, you know, the rape shit, because he did. He called her like a blood-sucking maggot or some shit, like garbage feeder, a catfish. I don't know what he called her. But that's Mike Tyson. You know, that's part of his imagery, part of his brand, part of why we love him so much. And had he not fucked up his money and you know, fucking went crazy and shit, that would have been my boyfriend in my head, because me and Mike Tyson, he gets it. You know what I mean? That's I like kings like that. I like ravenous monsters that, you know what I'm saying, are just nice to me. That's what I like. And he's a Cancer. Shout out to that. It's almost moon child season. We sensitive thugs. But you have Dr. Umar Johnson that's saying this maggot of a woman. Well, motherfucker, you fucked the maggot. See, this is where the nigga, the NIGGA, comes out. And we talked about the nigga in the book Games, Transactional Analysis of Trick Knowledge and the Psychology of People Running Game by Saladin Kana. And it is in me. I had a guest chapter in there. Basically, probably, you know, towards the end of the book. And I talk about the fact that when men get caught up in certain levels, and I had to face a nigga, you know, and I say that loosely based on the book because I don't call y'all that. But I had a talk about the nigga is a black man's defense mechanism, especially a professional black man's defense mechanism. And the nigga shows up to protect the black man from getting beat the fuck up by the black woman. So what the nigga does is he shows up and he says, wait, no, fuck bitches, get money, she's a maggot, all this other stuff. But you was eating the maggot. But you was loving the maggot. But you loved her wig. You was pulling her hair so that she made it rain on you. All type of crazy shit. So then you fucked a maggot. So what does that say about you? That you are so... Let me tell you something. Whenever I hear about dudes getting caught up like that with that James Harden situation, you know what that means to me? You's a weak motherfucker. You couldn't even keep your dick in your fucking pants long enough to not embarrass yourself. Nope, you let the nigga show up and ruin everything. Okay, you talk about Willie Lynch, you need to kill the nigga first within yourself. Because once you kill the nigga within yourself, you can get along better in life. Every female, she got trick in her too. She got hoeing her. She got trick in her. I talk about it in the host role in my book, Stay in Your Lane, The Diary of a Hot Mess, available on Amazon and Kindle as well. However, you got to learn to kill the hoe when you're dealing with certain types of men. Because it's not necessary. You understand what I'm saying? The nigga was not necessary. You should have just been like, you know what, because what it looks like is you are a man in power. You had the power to choose. You could have chose a doctor. You could have chose a lawyer. You chose a blonde wig motherfucking stripper that wear fishnet motherfucking cat suits, likely from an online boutique, that look like she smell like spritz and bad decisions, and you chose this motherfucker to fuck with, Dr. Umar Johnson, after you said you were celibate, you lied, all this other shit, and then you want to call her a maggot? No, you're supposed to be like, I was in love with her. I loved all her pancakes. I appreciated the fact that she cooked for me. This motherfucker, this girl was out cooking for this motherfucker, bringing it to the hotel. And I got to give him the player award, though. I do got to give him a medallion because he did keep it G after 12 a.m. She did try to take shit to the next level. But when you are in that position, my dude, you do not have the luxury of dating a stripper and texting her. You could fuck with her. You don't text them motherfuckers. You pick up the phone and call. So what's she going to do? She got a wiretap on the goddamn phone? I don't have that luxury to be text messaging people nudes with my full face in it and shit. You might get a nude, but you're going to have to prove it's me, motherfucker. Let's be clear. You might get, you know, and you ain't even going to get a nude. You're going to get, like, maybe a boob or something, a booty cheek. So I don't know. I don't know. What I do know is Dr. Umar Johnson is a fraud. He need to go sit his ass down somewhere and kill the inner nigga that lives inside of this motherfucker so that we can all just get along as a people. And don't fucking call people goddamn maggots and shit. And your ass was over there loving a truffle butter. And let's leave the show with that. See y'all tomorrow. Tell the truth Tuesday.
$250,000 on me right now. Hard to make a song about something other than the money. Two things I'm about to talk and blunt and staying blunt. And pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things. Cop cars with the loose chains. All white like a Mustang. Niggas see me rolling and they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, I got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you are undercover. I could probably make some steps, this is fuck each other. Woo! Talking fillets with the truffle butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tell them niggas we ain't hiding from it.
Single soul. I'm good with the ballpoint game, finger roll. Ask